This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Former IBM executive Tim Wolf took office as the new University of Missouri system president on Wednesday. The businessman has old ties to Columbia. KBIA's Harum Helmy has more.
For Tim Wolf, accepting the job as the new UM system president is a decision to come home. Wolf is a graduate of both Rockbridge High and the MU School of Business. He has 30 years of experience in business leadership positions. He takes the helm as the UM system is facing as much as an 8% budget cut from the state. Wolf says though he has no concrete measures to address these cuts yet, he does have the big picture in mind.
What we're trying to do is make sure that the strategies and the goals that have been defined by each of our four campuses, our healthcare system and extension, make sure that those goals are supported by the financial plan, not vice versa.
UM System General Counsel Stephen Owens served as the interim president before Wolf signed on. Owens says since the announcement, the board had been preparing Wolf to hit the ground running.
So he has spent, I think, almost every day since the first of the year, either in Columbia or on one of our campuses. And in addition to that, the general officers and I have served as a transition team to bring them up to speed.
Most recently, Wolf served as the president of the Americas region for Novell, an international software company. Wolf's father is a retired professor in the MU Columbia campus Department of Communication. Harum Helmy, KBIA News.
The Missouri Senate has given first-round approval to legislation that would push back the filing period for the state's August primaries by 1 month. The bill's backers say the filing period needs to be moved forward to March 27th through April 24th due to legal uncertainty over the state House and Senate district maps. Currently, the filing period begins February 28th and ends March 27th for all state and federal races this year. There was an attempt to amend the bill in which the filing period for state House and Senate races would have been the only one moved. It was sponsored by GOP Senator Scott Roop of Wentzville.
I think that, all the people that are running for Congress and things of those nature are planning on February 28th. And just because the state, the commissions couldn't get it done and the courts, messed it up and stuff, I think let's just deal with those that are affected.
But the amendment overwhelmingly failed and the bill easily passed. It needs one more vote before moving to the Missouri House, but that vote is expected to take place today. Legislation has been filed in both the Missouri House and Senate to address the state's second injury fund, which provides payments to workers who have returned from a work-related injury only to suffer a second one. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the fund has been losing money for years.
The second injury fund is managed by State Attorney General Chris Koster. He estimates that the fund is in the red by $160 million, and he blames the 2005 legislature for capping the surcharge businesses pay in to keep the fund afloat. GOP Senator Tom Dempsey disagrees.
I can make an argument that their poor handling of those cases also contributed to the shortfall.
Dempsey says he's filing a bill in which businesses would pay a higher surcharge now to handle the current backlog of cases, with the goal of lowering the surcharge again years later. Koster, meanwhile, says lawmakers should either take steps to make the fund solvent again or to phase it out altogether. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri lawmakers are pressured to create peace instead of a business border war. Natalia Allen has more from Jefferson City.
A House committee reviews a bill that gives Kansas an ultimatum. The bill prohibits Missouri from giving tax credits to prevent job relocation from Kansas to Missouri. Failure of Kansas to enact similar legislation within a year would result in Missouri spending $1.50 for every dollar Kansas spends. However, Republican T.J. Barry said he prefers both governors from Missouri and Kansas sit down and talk to create a neutral zone.
Legislation would take place in Kansas mirroring this, and we would have a solution to the problem.
No action has been taken on the bill. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Natalia Allen.
Lawyers have been back in court arguing over the authority of Missouri's governor to make budget cuts. Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham heard arguments Wednesday in a lawsuit filed by Republican State Auditor Tom Schweik against Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. The lawsuit claims Nixon exceeded his legal authority when he cut spending for education last year to help cover costs for major flooding and the deadly Joplin tornado. Schweik says Nixon avoided legislative oversight by withholding money appropriated in the budget instead of vetoing it, which would have allowed the legislator to attempt to override that decision. The Attorney General's office is defending Nixon's budget decisions. It says the Missouri Constitution gives the governor authority to control state expenditures. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster says a state fund for disabled workers is on financial life support and should be terminated. Koster said Wednesday that Missouri's second injury fund has expenses that far outpace revenues and has already delayed more than $14 million in payments awarded to people as a means to keep it from going insolvent. The fund is used for workers who already have a disability, then suffer a second injury on the job. Koster said he believes the state fund should be phased out, allowing future claims to be handled through workers' compensation insurance and the courts. As an alternative, he says lawmakers should at least allow experts to determine the necessary fees to be charged to businesses so that the disability fund can be replenished. And finally, Reboot, a new smartphone app game for MU students in the Columbia community, is aiming to bridge the gap between technology and activity by sending players out on scavenger hunts for real prizes. Program manager and MU grad Hannah Sims says teams will have to go to many locations around campus. There are weekly prizes, and the team with the most points by April will win a $1,000 cash prize. Reynolds Journalism Institute fellow and Reboot organizer Peter Meng says these interactive games will continue to grow in popularity. 150 people have signed up so far across 27 teams, and Sim says it's still not too late to join. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.